Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sianna. What may I assist you with today?
My name is Mary Newbell, and I bought something that I wasn't happy with, and I don't even know what it is because I just got the wrapper. I think I don't remember, but I got the dates, and I talked to people about it, and they said they were going to reimburse me for $68, and I just wanted to make sure that that was done.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
98133.
Okay, what was your name again, ma'am?
Mary Newbell.
Okay, give me one second. Can you spell out your last name?
N-E-W-B-I-L-L.
And how much was your charge? You said you called them before, got it canceled and you asked for a refund?
Yeah. No, I just wrote it on the outside of the package here, and I didn't keep the slip. So,
what's the product?
Well, it came to me in as a order number, I think.
Okay, you can give me the order number. That's fine.
Okay. No, I can't read it. So small. It was from Import Direct Gadgets, Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, North Huntington, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's not so. What was the product?
I don't know. I got it, and my son said it was just junk and it wasn't safe to use. So I called them up and tried to send it back, and they said, well, they couldn't maybe return all my money, but they would return $68. And then they wanted me to promise not to call my bank. And I started feeling suspicious about that. It was Agent 183 Christine was canceling the change on May 31st. And I just don't know, did it actually go through, or do you still have my credit card number, or should I call my bank at this point? I just don't know.
Okay, and what's the product?
I told you, I don't know. I got it, and my son said it was just junk and not safe to use.
And is the account under your name, or is it under your son's name?
It's under my name, Mary Newbell.
I'm not seeing a Mary Newbell, and you were refunded of $68. Do you know how much the initial charge was?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. But I talked to Christine, agent number 183, on May 31st, and she said she was canceling it, and I would return $68 if they couldn't return the whole amount. Mm-hmm. But then she wanted me to promise not to call my bank, and I just don't know what happened. Maybe I need to call my bank.
Okay. I do see the, I see it now. I have to search another database. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
1714 North 128th Street.
Thank you.
Seattle, Washington.
Give me one second. So, yeah, you were refunded of the $68.89. That is the full charge.
Okay. So, could I get a little more information? Because if you have my credit card number is the thing, you know. So I just want more information about who you are and what it is, and anything that you can tell me, because I just started worrying about her asking me not to call my bank, and I'm wondering, well, is this going to be some sort of credit card fraud too?
No, so the reason she probably, I
well,
don't know
you
why
can say
she's
no,
that.
but I need more information. I need some way to contact who you are and what it was about. And I'm sorry, I should know that, but I don't. I only have written down what was on the package.
Okay, so the reason she probably, I don't know why she said promise don't call your bank, but the reason she probably advised you not to call your bank is because if you were to dispute the charge, your bank would take the money back from you. So do you remember ordering a flashlight that was delivered for $7.95 shipping on May 13th?
Yeah, and it was shown on, the product was shown like it was a high-tech flashlight, and it was a little plastic cruddy thing.
Okay,
so
that $7.95 was for the shipping, and then before you pay that $7, in the terms and conditions, it'll say 3 to 5 days later, you will be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership fee where you receive a voucher in your email for $125. So that's the $68.89 that she refunded back to you. And yeah, the reason she said she advised you not to call your bank is because since you verified that you did order the flashlight, they'll read the terms and conditions and they'll then mark it valid. And then, yeah, your bank would take that $68 back from you.
I see.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, she did cancel your. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But you still have my credit card number, and I feel like, what I thought I was ordering was not what it was, so I don't know how to trust you guys. It's the thing.
So we don't have your whole credit card number. We don't have access to your card number. We're just a call center. But your account is canceled, so there's no way for the system to charge you again.
There's no way for you to charge me again?
No, ma'am. Your account was canceled May 31st.
Okay. And no one has my card number.
I don't have access to your card.
Yeah. Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Sienna.
Can I get your name and the name of the company just in case something else comes out of this in the future?
Yeah, so your vendor is the Factory Direct store.
Factory Direct. Okay. And is there a phone number for them, or are you who I called?
Yes, ma'am. We're the customer service line for the Factory Direct store.
Pardon?
We're the customer service line for that vendor.
Service for Factory Direct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm just going to put down the date and your name if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It's Sienna, C-I-A-N-N-A.
And how do you spell your name?
C-I-A-N-N-A.
It's breaking up. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
C-I-A-N-N-A.
Sienna, that's pretty.
Thank you.
I guess I put the date. Thank you. Oh, do you have your agent number?
I don't.
Okay, well, I guess I got the phone number anyway if I have to call again.
Yes,
ma'am. I just wanted to get this off my mind, and I appreciate your help.
No problem. Well, thank you for calling customer service, Ms. Newbill, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.